Greetings, racing fans. This is handicapper Bob Bauer. What's up at the Downs? The first stakes races of the new year took place on Saturday, January 10th, which is called Skyway Festival Day at Tampa Bay Downs. We had a pair of $125,000 overnight stakes races for fillies and fillies and mares. The Wayward Lass at a mile and a 16th on the main track for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, appeared to me to be a pretty wide-open contest. But Drexel Hill, a four-year-old filly who just turned 4 years old on New Year's Day, showed that she is the real thing. This was her first race going against some older horses, and specifically Runaway Diva, who's a five-year-old mare who's in top form right now. I actually did favor Runaway Diva in this race, and Runaway Diva got on the lead and gave Drexel Hill all she could handle, and Drexel Hill drew away to victory just to show that she is the real thing. She had some quality in her two-year-old season. She finished second in the Grade 1 Longines Kentucky Oaks at Churchill last May, and also in the Grade 2 Mother Goose in November at Aqueduct. So we'll keep an eye on Drexel Hill and see where she shows up next, but I think she's going to have a great 4-year-old campaign. The other stakes race we had for 3-year-old fillies was the Gasparilla Stakes. In the Gasparilla, the 3-year-old filly Tesselet, who was on a tear this season, showed how good she was, winning by daylight as the odds-on favorite. On November 15th at Gulfstream Park, she won the Juvenile Fillies Sprint Stakes by 13 lengths with Edgar Zayas in the irons. And Zayas shipped in to Tampa Bay Downs today and rode her in the Gasparilla, and the result was the same, an easy win. Edgar Zayas rides mostly in Miami, but he came over to Tampa this weekend and won 5 races between Saturday and Sunday. So they seem to have a big future together. Trainer Joseph Saffy Jr. has a variety of options for this 3-year-old filly, but as they like to say, she is a filly with a future. Congratulations to those connections, and we'll see where Tesselet goes next along her career. The other unspoken thing that needs some recognition is there was supposed to be a trio of stakes races on Skyway Festival Day. The Pasco Stakes for 3-year-olds at 7 furlongs on the main track for $125,000 purse was postponed due to lack of entries in the racing office. And that is not a good thing, racing fans. All across the country, periodically at different racetracks, there are shortage of runners, and sometimes races, especially stakes races, have to be postponed or even canceled. And the other thing now is the Pasco Stakes was a prep for the Sam Davis Stakes, which will be run on February 7th for 3-year-olds at a mile and a 16th on the main track. And the Sam Davis Stakes is a prep for the Grade 3 $400,000 Tampa Bay Derby, which is a prep for the Kentucky Derby, which takes place on March 7th. So it'll be interesting to see how this situation plays out. I hope some other good 3-year-olds ship into Tampa this winter and to prop up the number of racing 3-year-olds. But that's a situation we'll have to keep an eye on. And on a lighter subject, for all you contest junkies, the Live It Up Challenge is going to start this Saturday. It's one of the track's most popular Promotions, the Live It Up Challenge Handicapping Contest begins Saturday, running through the March 7th Festival Day card, highlighted by the Tampa Bay Derby and the Grade 2 Hillsboro Stakes on the turf. Players may register for the contest free of charge at www.liveitupchallenge.com anytime before 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. All wagers are mythical, with players required to make selections each racing day in any of two of the three randomly selected challenge races. A player's bankroll is based on the payoffs for their selections, based on a $2 win, place, and show wager. Participants start the contest with one free lifeline. If a player's selections in both of the day's challenge races do not hit the board, they lose a lifeline. Players may purchase up to 8 additional lifelines for $5 each upon sign-up, up to 8 more for $10 each on January 31st, and up to 4 more for $25 each on February 14th. Once a player loses all of their lifelines, they are eliminated. Players can only lose a maximum of 1 lifeline per day. The player with the largest bankroll will be declared the grand prize winner and will receive 2 seats in the High Rollers contest in February of 2027 at Tampa Bay Downs, a $2,000 value. The second, third, and fourth place finishers will receive 1 High Rollers contest seat apiece in February 2027 at the Oldsmar Oval, a $1,000 value. A bonus prize of $500 will go to the player who selects the most winners during the contest. The receipt of the most winners bonus may have been eliminated and does not have to remain active by the close of the contest period. If all players are eliminated before the conclusion of the contest, the 4 players with the highest bankrolls will win the prizes. To register and for a complete set of contest rules, visit www.liveitupchallenge.com on the internet. Also, on the Tampa Bay Downs website, they have information about this contest in a way that you can register for it off of their website at www.tampabaydowns.com. We're always on the lookout for young and upcoming talent here at Tampa Bay Downs, both equestrian and human. And we have to talk about apprentice jockey Johannes Arangurin, 22-year-old apprentice from Caracas, Venezuela, won her first race at Tampa Bay Downs on Friday after posting a head victory in a 1/16 claiming race and a 3-horse photo finish. And her reward for her first win is a traditional thing for jockeys. They rough the young jockey up. Usually they pour buckets of water on them and put shoe polish on them and all that. And Johannes got all of that, getting several buckets of water on her head and sprayed with shaving cream and sprinkled with baby powder. She never stopped smiling, though, and looked as if she just jumped into a swimming pool. And she was just thrilled to have her first win. And she had only had 15 races here in the United States. And I think she has a bright future in front of her, and we wish her luck along her career path. And we'll keep an eye on her for the rest of the season. And Tampa Bay Downs has a reputation as a grooming grounds for young jockeys. Many young jockeys have gotten their start at Tampa Bay Downs and gone on to be very prominent on the national scene. I think the most prominent of all would be Julie Crone, who was one of the greatest female jockeys of all time, and in her day she was a leading jockey anywhere she rode. She was always a top-notch jockey, no matter what the gender of the riders were. And Julie Crone got her first jockey assignment and was an apprentice jockey at Tampa Bay Downs back in the early 1970s as a teenager, and then went on to stardom. So we wish Johannes all the luck in the world as she tries to get him home in front. I have one talented equestrian competitor to talk about. The Palace Girl from the barn of William Walden was a very impressive winner of Saturday's Nightcap, a maiden special weights contest at a mile and a 16th on the turf course. Edgar Zayas was up. This four-year-old filly was only making her third start when she beat up on this pretty good maiden special weights field. And she came out in October of 2024 at the Cura in Ireland in a 7-furlong turf race and finished second in a 16-horse field, which is quite an accomplishment for a first-time starter. And then she must have had some physical problems because she was away for a whole year and came back in October of 2025 at Keeneland in a root race at a mile against a really good field and got a slow start and had a few traffic problems and finished ninth and then came here to Tampa and was a big question mark. And trainer William Walden put blinkers on her for the first time, and I think that's all it took. And she's a very, very well-bred filly. Her sire is Arion, a German sire, and she's the granddaughter of Big Shuttle. And also, Zoffany is her dam sire, an Irish stallion, and she's bred top and bottom to love the grass, and she just showed that she does at Tampa. And let's watch this one for the rest of the season, too. I think she's got a couple more wins if they keep her here at Tampa Bay Downs. That's the Palace Girl from the barn of Bill Walden, 4-year-old filly. Just a reminder, racing fans, Tampa Bay Downs has live thoroughbred racing every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can live it up at the Downs 7 days a week. Even on days when there's no live racing, there's plenty to do at the Downs. We have tournament poker in the poker room. We have a simulcast wagering area where you can watch and wager on some of the best tracks in the country in air-conditioned comfort with food and beverage service. And we have our famous golf instruction area for all you golfers out there. There's something for everybody at the Downs 7 days a week. This is handicapper Bob Bauer wishing you good luck at the races always.